Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. I am Mama Seven and I am so tickled to be here on a Wednesday. It has been, as promised, another hectic Wednesday. If it wasn't hectic, I think it would probably confuse me. I wouldn't know what to do or how to do it. So ripping and running, getting ready for all of the wonderful festivities that are coming through this weekend. And so getting all my little people in line, everyone has to be where they're going to be. It's been quite busy, but it's a wonderful busy. Anytime that you get to work with people that you love, and anytime you get to do the work that you love to do, the work that God has commissioned you for, it's a good day. And so I really, really do enjoy that. I'm thankful to make it to this point. And we get our work in. And I know that we have more work to do. Now, this is just the beginning now. This is just the beginning. I can't even, you know, let you know, okay, everyone is like, okay, July, don't come in here and start nothing, you know. I've heard, you know, seen all the cute little memes and, you know, don't start nothing now, July. You know, we have been under so much pressure, uncertainty, just general stress. You know, it has been a bit much. And so it's wonderful to get to July, but I don't think July is going to be that tame. You know, I think 2020 just is going to be a bear all the way through. And so I tell my people, brace yourself, prepare for the drama and the trauma. I love the fact, you know, anyone who has been at a Wonderful Approach retreat, has listened to the radio, has heard me holler Sister Unique's name, Unique. And so I was fussing with her just the other day because I was like, Unique, we need to know what these planets are doing. Okay, we got planets cycling backwards. We got killer locusts. We have sandstorms. I need some heads up. And that is how 2020 has been. It has been truly all hands on deck, prepare for anything and everything at one time. And every day that I make it through, I just sit back and say, okay, thank God. You know, that was completed. You know, I can feel myself, you know, getting stronger, you know, like going to the gym. That first day, you're going to be on the floor. If you're doing it right, you're going to be on the floor. But the second time you go and the third time you go, you should be building up an endurance. You should be getting stronger with each trip. So absolutely, I try to make sure that we are spending the time getting stronger, spending the time getting to know each other, spend the time, you know, really building so that we can do what we need to do. Because ready or not, 2020 is here. 2020 is here. I'm just letting you know. You know, I hope everyone got their reading at the beginning of the year. That I'm always saying, look, knowing is half the battle. Get the reading. Know ahead of time. You know, be aware of how and when situations come up so that you can brace yourself properly, okay? So, yeah, that's 2020. We had a great show last week. And it's, you know, for all my newbies out there that are just listening in, let me tell you about the show. The show from last week, we asked what I know for sure, and we got some awesome answers, and the answers were inspirational, in my opinion. You know, the answers were, you know, giving us that opportunity to say, hey, look, you know, this is what I know for sure. What do you know for sure? You know, and sharing that information, because 2020 has had people looking around like, I don't even know what I know anymore. I don't even know what's sure. You know, what's my name? You know, is my name sure? So we've been doing a lot of that second guessing, adjusting, and everything like that. So that show, what I know for sure, is a very cute show. And you can get some nuggets of information. And I love the everyone always says I give homework. I love the homework assignment on it because it really made me say, okay, at the end of this program, spend some time thinking about what you know for sure. What is your strong rock? You know that God loves you? Do you know that you're going to be okay? Do you know the swelling will go down? What do you know for sure? And those are the things you can build on. And in 2020, we needed to have that conversation. What do you know for sure? Today we're going to be talking about the elements, okay, particularly water. And why water? Well, this weekend, a wonderful approach and family, because there's a lot of people that have committed to come, spend time, share energy. I am honored and humbled at people taking the time out of their life to learn more about spiritual work, to experience great rituals, to lend their energy as others are beginning their journeys, to just say, you know what, it's been a year, let's get some of this stuff cleaned off, and I want to move forward in my development. And so it's going to be a very intense / personal experience that we're all be having at one time with the ocean. And so I was like, well, let's talk about this ocean. Let's talk about water and the energy that it carries. And so that when we go, we really, really understand the fullness of what we're doing. You know, we're not out here splashing, you know, and this is not, even though I'm sure there will be some shutter bugs there, this ain't the photo op. This is about really getting true and honest with yourself. It's about really spending time and energy cleansing yourself, saying, okay, I'm ready to start something new. I'm ready to be a new person. We have the blessing that they're going to be a couple even having their naming ceremony where they're going to be moving from who they were to who they are, getting closer to who God has commissioned them to be. And if you've ever seen a flower bloom, you know how beautiful and how precious that is. And to be able to witness that and to be a part of it and to share your energy in the middle of it is a wonderful experience. I would suggest if you've never, you know, really been around spiritual people, I would strongly suggest that you get to Beaufort, South Carolina with me and really begin to see the other side of this world. See, a lot of times this world will have you focused on work, bills, drama. You know, we just got finished with the 4th of July. This world will have you focused on the bills you can't pay, the freedoms you don't have, totally, totally ignoring the freedoms that you may have. So we have to really begin to move in a different energy, insist on moving in a different energy, and that's where we are right here, okay? So we're going to be working on development, and we're going to be using this great sacred energy called water, called ocean, to do so. Those that have had any spiritual experience, I mean any, if you watch the video, you see their water is always a part of it. No matter what the ritual is or what they're doing, look closely. There's always water there. You know, water is sacred to our bodies. You know, we're supposed to ingest so much water per day, you know, and there's all different kinds of water. And so there, water is one of those elements, and it's an ancient element. You know, water has been around. The same water that was started this earth is the same water that's here. You know, because water transforms itself. Me being a daughter of Oya and having that transformation so strong, to see an element that will naturally adjust and change to its surroundings, to the need, to me, that's humbling. To know that all of this is going on and we're not even doing anything. You know, we have all of these miracles surrounding us. And we don't even have to do anything. All we have to do is be observant of God's work. And then we begin to develop appreciation for it. One big appreciation, you know, I spoke about the ocean. We're going to speak about the ocean. And like I say, I do this with pen and paper. I don't let too many chances, because I know when I open up these phone lines and I have my water gurus, I have my experts come in, whether they're speaking about the water impact body, whether they're speaking about the environment and how water is refreshing and renewing, whether we're speaking about, you know, any level, spiritually, the different waters that are collected, no matter what, I'm going to be ready with my pen and paper. But we're going to talk about ocean water, rain water, lake versus river water. And then we can talk about it. They said swamp water too. All right, I don't know who's playing in the swamp, but we'll talk about it. So we have these waters. For my family in South Carolina, we got this healing acre of water. So we have water here. We have a couple of different waters. And then we're going to talk about some uses for water, okay? What spiritual uses are there for water? Now, that list is long, okay? And it's long, and it's a blessing. Okay, they said add holy water, okay. Holy water, in parentheses, consecrated water. All right. So all the spiritual uses and application for this is amazing. Like I said, it's a long list. Spiritual baths are... say religion. Spiritual baths are our routine. They need to be part of our routine. We need to have a good understanding of what and how to do, how to utilize water, what to do with it, where to put it, what to say, all that other good stuff. So I'm hoping we can get to a good bit of this particular show, because water is one of those things that is so vast, so huge, that, you know, it's a lot. So when it comes, the first thing I want to talk about, and then as always, understand this. This is a collective. I'm so glad I don't have to know everything, because I have angels, and angels do a lot of the work for me. Now, I'm so excited. I'm so glad that I work with a group that is serious about academics. You know, spiritual, yes, go out there, hug the trees, I love it. But let's learn about the trees you hug in. Let's learn which trees like to be hugged. You know, let's be aware of the signs of trees that may not even like you so much. You're human. You've been destructive on this planet. So, you know, when we are thinking, when we're doing spiritual work, yes, we're in spirit, but that doesn't negate our responsibility to be responsible. We still have to learn. We have to identify. We have to be respectful. And so we're going to talk about that too a little bit. How do we understand that even if you have been a very good human, humans in general have not been kind to this planet. We have been rude, childish, and disrespectful. And so we have to have a new understanding with the elements, all of them. Particular water. Water is so close to us. You know, we bathe in water. You know, we bathe in it, we drink it, we, you know, it's so close to us all the time, and yet we take it for granted. You know, we totally disregard the health aspect. I've been told, okay, drink warm water, don't drink cold water. I love cold water. But, you know, there's so many ways that we need to be aware of how this water is working with us so that we can be respectful in the process. And understanding that we're coming from a place where respect has not been high on the list, okay? So we're new. We're young. We're recreating new understandings. And I tell everyone every week, as the spiritual leaders, it's up to us to start to correct some of the things that are going wrong. I don't know if Facebook is not the news media, but there are a lot of news. There's a lot of news on Facebook. I was so tickled to see a group of people in white staging their downtown. And it made me laugh first because I was like, that must be a really horrible downtown anytime the sagers have to come in. But it made me very proud at the same time because I was like, we're using our tools to battle some of our present-day challenges. That's what spirituality is. We're supposed to be able to use it right now, 2020, in a way that's going to be beneficial to us and harmful to no one else. Okay? And so when it comes to this water, even the water we can use right now in 2020, and it will apply to us, and it'll be helpful, and it'll be positive, and it doesn't have to be harmful to anyone else. You know, all my young legs know, you know, and I'll let the young legs know, tell you how to come and how we can be more responsible with ourselves around these natural elements, around Mother Nature and everything else. So, of course, like I said, it's a collective. So any of the young legs that have had to make a run, and you know the run I'm talking about, you can press one and you can let us know how we work to keep nature beautiful so that we can begin to have a good, positive relationship as we're moving forward, okay? I wanted to talk about this ocean water while we're waiting on that. Ocean water is so vast. You know, they say the ocean is, you know, the beginning of life. And so they're actually two of the ATR deities that are around water. And hold on. Keontae, press one and then you'll find out. So there are two entities that are around water. And one, Yemenya, two, Olokun, powerful energy, hiding in the mysteries, you know? And so it's so important that we understand how deep there are places in the ocean where we can't even exist because it would crush our lungs, you know, to find out, to try to get to these depths. And I know, like, back in Arabia, in Arabian times, when they had spirits that were unclean, spirits that needed to be cleansed, they would take the spirits and put them in bottles and throw the bottle out into the ocean. And what they said is over the thousands of years of this energy being in the ocean, the energy would then be cleansed. And then if you found one of these bottles and rubbed it, the spirit would be so good to you and so happy that it was cleansed that would grant you wishes. This is where the legends of the genies come in. Genies, jinns, spirits. But to me, as I'm hearing all this, I'm like, what? But for me, what I'm hearing is the incredibly strong, powerful ability for nature to make adjustments and to change even the nature of energy. So that ocean is so important. When we go to the ocean, we always go very humbly and respectfully. I'm kind of strict about the ocean rituals and stuff because the ocean is so beautiful. and it's hypnotic. You know, the rhythm, the waves, the current, but it can also have that undertow where you have to be very careful. So I try to be strict right there, because I've seen people literally get hypnotized by the waves as they come and they crash into the shore. And so, you know, the water is powerful, super powerful. And it's such a blessing for us to be able to touch it. Every time I go to the water, I feel as if I am touching a being. You know, it doesn't feel individual, like individual drops of water. It feels like a whole hand, you know. And then, you know, the further you go out, it's like I can feel almost like the heartbeat, because there's so much life in this water. And it's so beautiful and comfortable, and you just can get caught up and you want to stay. So that's one of the reasons people always – I've had people fuss, cry, complain. You know, you can't rush me out this water. And I'm like, you're getting hypnotized. We have to go. Those that have that feeling, that positive affinity for that water, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes even leaving those energies can create, you know, feelings, you know, intense feelings. Hold on. I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. We're going to say hello and to find out about this water, okay? Greetings, welcome to the show. Greetings.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Good, how are you?
good. All right, what's the question?
So you said, one second.
Young legs.
You said the kind of runs that some of us have to do. So I was like, what kind of run?
I got a little confused
what kind of run.
All right. So at the end of events, when there's food, when there's water, when there's anything left over in a dish, there's usually the young ones that have to properly dispose of it. So do you remember how to properly dispose of it?
I don't think I've ever had to do that. I'm not sure.
Oh,
I remember passing out the water.
Okay. Well, what we do is we take any leftover food, any liquor we may have, any water we may have, and we go to a bush or a tree, and we actually dispose of it there. But when we do that, we make sure if we're disposing of candy that we're not leaving any wrappers. If we are,
if
it's a plate of food, we don't leave the plate, just pour it right there. And that's for a couple of reasons. One, you know, feeding the tree. And then two, you know, our animal god brothers and sisters have to be taken into consideration, you know. And so that's what I call a full cycle offering. You know, we enjoyed it, spirit enjoyed it, animals enjoyed it. You can't get better than that. You know what I'm saying? That is when, you know, nothing gets wasted. A lot, the Native Americans, the caretakers of this land, they didn't believe in waste. Nothing
right.
on that animal was wasted. You know, to be respectful of the animal and the spirit that the animal had. So, you know, when we are, you know, we are still on this land, a lot of us have Native energy in us, in our ancestry. But for even those that don't, to be respectful, we try not to waste anything. But at the same time, you know, we're not going to leave the paper plates out. We're not going to leave candles that have the jars. Don't leave that jar. That jar doesn't disintegrate. So,
right.
You know, there's certain things that even though we'll use them, we won't leave them, because if it can't be used, it doesn't need to be with them. At that point, that's really trash, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
That is the run that the young ones make. And I tell people, get in the habit of taking that wrapper off, of making sure the place has to be degradable. When we leave, it needs to be able to be absorbed by the land or by an animal, safely absorbed.
Right.
So that is the run, and that's part of the respecting of the land that we're utilizing wherever we are. And we spend a lot of time in the Georgia mountains, but wherever we are, we always want to make sure that we're not leaving a trail of trash like so many humans do. So we have to make sure we're being respectful of that land. And the way we do that is in evidence by your actions, not by words, you know?
Right.
So yes,
right.
Little one.
Okay.
That is the run that I know that you have made before, but just maybe didn't realize.
Now that you've explained it. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, what kind of run? But when you started explaining, I was like, oh yeah, I've done that. Okay.
No, yeah. So, yes, thank you for listening. I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend. We have
Yes.
But, yeah, it is. You weren't with us last year.
Oh,
no,
man.
It was amazing. It is a couple people's first time, and it was amazing, and Spirit promises it for it to be just as amazing this year. So look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
You too. All right.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Yeah, look, the Young Legs is a title that's given to probably the youngest two or three people that are there at the function. And they work so hard. They work hard, they don't even realize they're working, okay? And so it's a wonderful experience. You get to learn a lot like that. And when you sit down and speak to these young people, I am often surprised at how much they absorb without really being aware they were absorbing anything. They're just like, oh, yeah, that's just what you're supposed to do. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of people don't know that, though. So they always tickle me as they are thirsty for knowledge and just really applying themselves. And it takes a lot of heart to sit back and be active, you know, because, like, when we go to church a lot of times, we just go. We just show up. We clap our hands a little bit, maybe tithe, and then we leave. There's not a whole lot there, you know. We're doing it so passively that by the time you get to a spiritual house or a ritual house, and it's like, hey, we got to get this work in. And you're like, oh, snap. You mean me. Yeah, you. Come on. So to be Young Legs is really an honor because you're getting a lot of hands-on experience and a lot of blessings in the middle of that. So, yes. All right, I'm going to stay with the phone lines. I want to say hello. I want my people to get a chance to speak and share, if they can, their experience with water, if they've had one, and share, if they can, just their understanding of how to apply it to their life. So I'm really looking forward to hearing it. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Greetings. Peace.
Hey.
Greetings. Can you hear me? Hey.
I can hear you. Brother Ibrahim, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you for asking. How about you?
Good.
All
right.
All right.
What would you like to share with us about this water?
Two things. The first, I'd like to share something interesting I learned when I was going to get my leke from EI Oshunbumi. She shared with me, and it ties in, you know, anyone who knows me knows, you know, that I love our history here as, you know, a great, rich people, black people. And she said that when she had went over there, that Yeye Yemenya was a river goddess. But as we crossed the transatlantic, she morphed and manifested into an ocean. You know, the ocean became her realm. And I thought that was interesting as, you know, me being a descendant of those Africans that came over here, that the great Yeye would just matter. It just feels special. You know, it makes me feel very special, very close. So I wanted to share that with everyone, how beautiful and wonderful of a blessing the mother was for us to just spread her birth. And then I'm not a young legs. That's funny. And you know what? I love how you say law. They should call labor laws on you. The labor that you work for. But they do learn. They do learn. But what I wanted to share in concluding, which I learned from you going to the water many times, brothers and sisters, once you put your offering in that water, please vacate the water like Jaws was in the water. Don't linger. Don't be mistaken for an item. You know what I'm saying? Please don't be mistaken for an offering. Once you put your offering back out of the water, say your prayers, your blessings, your greetings, your tidings, and back out of the water. Thank you for the opportunity to talk, Seven, and I'll be
awesome.
Listening.
Peace. Awesome. Wonderful. Peace. Yeah, we go to the water often. It's a part of ritual. It's a part of life. I mean, I have gone every year at least once for the past, 13 years, and to the point where it will call me. You know, I'll be sitting back, and I'm like, nope, it's time to go. And there's not even a question. It's like, I know I have to get there. So I want to stay with the phone lines for another second. I know this number. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Mother Seven. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got the granddaughter here. Let me move over where you don't hear her daily show. I'm about tired of that.
Now,
she can even talk the show, you know, verbatim right about now.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they do. But, you know, I'm so glad you called in because so many of the water rituals that I've been at, you've been at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The work that
mm-hmm.
we've done with Mother Eagle Ministry, that yeah. water was always a part of it. And I will never forget, and I'm going to let you talk in a second, I will never forget that one time we had, we couldn't get to the water early. So we were at the mm-hmm. water right as the sun was setting because we were working, I think, like in January. So the sun was setting early.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
we were in dark water. I was like, oh, y'all got me bent. This is ridiculous right here. So there's nothing as jarring as being in a spiritual setting around dark water. Okay, dark water
mm-hmm.
means you can't see in the water.
Right.
Water is just there. And you can see the energy on it popping all around you, and you cannot see the water. You have to truly trust your senses because all the other senses. You have, you know, no eyes. You have to trust the senses. You have to trust there's no animal trying to nibble on you in the water. You have to, you know, and we, spirit was passing and passing, and people were falling out all over the place. And I was like, yo, do you remember that time? We were down, I think we
yes.
were down in Melbourne.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh
over
my God.
On, off of Cocoa Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It
yes.
was real. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
that's
was the time.
That we do.
Yeah. We're in the water. I have two that I really have three, but I only mentioned two. One was when we were doing a ritual, and I believe that was the one. It was an evening one. And
yes.
you came to me later and you said, who was that man standing beside you? I think you
yes.
asked your mother first. Yeah, I think you asked Mother Khadija first, and and she said it was probably my husband.
Uh-huh.
So when you came to me later on, you asked me about a tall man, you know, youngish, and I said I was so shocked and surprised. I said, "Yeah, that
uh-huh.
was my husband."
Yeah,
and that stays with me all the time. That one stays with me. The other one, you probably there too, we had Ogun Letty, and
yes.
she was at the beach, and
uh-huh.
she sat down in the water, and we were trying to get her up, And every time I went near a wave, I got initiated. I got blessed.
Yeah, okay.
I was down in the water with her. And I'm like, you know, this is not happening, okay? We need to get you up and get you back on dry land. And I need to back out of here and stop getting initiated.
Okay.
I mean, I was down. I was down. I was, the water was covering me and everything. I was blessed that day.
Let me tell you. And for those that don't know, bye-bye. Ogun Lenti has transitioned, 4 years now, 5 years now? No.
Yeah, that's about 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hard as nails. This sister was a rock, okay? I mean, Ogun priest. Oh, my God. Rough. When she sat down, that was it. Now we have a responsibility to try to get her body out, but she was not moving. She was not one of those people that you even thought about moving. It was like, whatever, she's there, that's where she is. And so, so it is hard. And when we're talking about that hypnotizing energy of the water, that's what I'm talking about. Not moving, you know what I'm saying? And that's not her. She's not a water person, you know what I'm saying? It had just engulfed her, you know. And so, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When you are hypnotized, that's all there is.
Right. Mm-mm-mm.
That's all there is.
But the water is beautiful, you know. It's relaxing. It's refreshing. It cleanses your body.
Yes.
The sand cleanses your feet, scrubs your feet for you. You know?
Yes, it does.
And so it's nice, but you have to respect it. Just like, you know, Brother Ibrahim said, you have to respect the water. You have to respect
all the
elements.
Yes,
that's
you do.
That's true. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, you do. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in and reminding us, okay?
Okay, honey. Not a problem.
I say. Odabo. Yeah, what Omishe Yun was sharing, when it came to that water, I was, I'm in this dark water. I mean, it's dark. And at that time, I was heading that ritual. So that means I'm in the water from the beginning to the end. And I got out that water. I was so mad. I was like, Mama Khadija, you got all these people sitting around here. We trying to get spiritual work done. And there's just people everywhere. And she whispers to me, she said, Seven, we're the only ones on this beach. I said, look around you. What are you talking about? Look right there. And she's like, no. Look at me. We're the only ones on this beach. I was like, okay, well, I think I'm going to sit down over here. Yeah, you go sit down for a second. The energy was so strong, they looked like people. And I'm like, why do we have this audience of people here? And that's how strong the energy was. And that's because that water was acting like a conduit. And especially for us as African Americans, understanding a lot of our ancestors, a lot of our people transitioned in that water. And so when we code to do spiritual work, all of that energy is connected, and that water becomes the conduit, and that energy just pops, which is one of the reasons why we always do the water, you know. And to let people know, there's not a fee for the water, okay? It's really, truly our blessing, our privilege to be able to guide people through such an important part of who they are and their life, their development. It's a blessing for us to do the work. So we've had some experiences over the years that, you know, I don't believe in cameras. I'm trying to get a little more updated, but I don't think I would want to watch the footage. You know, it's different when you're in it. But it was so wonderful, you know, to have those connections, to help people, you know, like Omi Shayun, she said it's something that stayed with her to know her loved one was close and hadn't, you know, just close and still being caring for her. I'm going to stay with the phone lines because I want to get these experiences out because I want to share with people. So when we go to the water, we're all, you know, just excited as I am right now. So hold on for just a second. I'm going to stay with the phone line. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Mama Seven. It's Nicole.
Greetings, dear. How are you?
Ready to go to the water.
All right.
It will be my first time. I've told you that I love the water, and I've lived by the water my entire life. I'm born and raised in New York, then I moved to Florida, still by the water, and now I'm in Georgia, and I'm in a landlocked state, which has had a serious effect on me, even though I do have some bodies of water, you know, like lakes or whatever. But the ocean for me is much more, I attract much more there. So I miss it. I've had instances where I felt like I was seriously claustrophobic and needed to get out of here and took a day trip to Florida just to be in the ocean. And I was released because I just needed to do it. The water, and I can't even imagine what's going to happen this weekend. And so I am so open and ready for it. Showers are my favorite thing to do because I get messages in my showers. I pray in my showers out loud, and my fiance is like, "Who are you talking to? Mind your business." But this is my time. But it's just so powerful, and I embrace every second of it. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to learn more. For sure, to see what I've been missing all this time.
All right. Hey, you haven't missed anything. You are right on time. It's going to be everything that you need it to be. And I'm excited to be taking the journey with you. I am.
Thank you.
You picked a great weekend because we're going to the ocean Saturday, and then we're going to the Angel Tree on Sunday. I've been researching
for
years. Did you see it?
That's amazing. I've seen it. I've been researching, and because my family's from Charleston, and they were on James Island and John's Island, so I've been doing some serious ancestry work. Exactly. So this is, like, crazy. I don't know what's going to happen, but I am super excited. It's emotional just thinking about it. Gathering that information, gathering that energy. So yeah, this is definitely like Christmas for me. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That is so awesome. And every time we go and do something like this, somebody's ancestors show up like about time. And I'm like, whose ancestors are these? Okay. Because they are like, come on home. Out playing, you know, get your skirt ready, you know, we're going to dance, we're going to drum. We had drums last year, and you couldn't tell me nothing, okay? I was like, oh, this is major. So I am always super excited about the opportunity to do this work and the opportunity to just experience it back and forth. It really is a blessing. We look at it and we treat it like a blessing, so that we continue to be protected and blessed in this work. So, yay! Our two first-time people get into that water. I want to hear about it afterwards. I want to know, you know, because I'm sure, you know, by the time we get out, we're going to be beat, we're going to be tired, traveling, whatever. But I want to hear about the changes to our understanding. As we grow, every day we're accumulating more information, and sometimes the information is so powerful that it literally changes who we were to who we are. And in those instances, that's when, you know, you have those come to Jesus meetings, you know, and that's when you begin to really know what God designed you for. And that's when you begin to have an understanding about, you know, who you are in this lifetime. And it can happen in a weekend. It can happen in just a moment. And so I'm very glad that you're going to be on this moment and that you're going to get the opportunity, you know, to kind of spread your wings a little bit.
I agree. I totally agree. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, look, the newbies are ready and excited. I think Nicole has been packed for a month now. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm like, okay, good. You be ready. You know? So, you know, it's wonderful to hear that excitement and to know what we're walking into. You know, I had a sister, a dear sister of mine. She was living in Texas. Now, this girl belonged to the water, period. And in Texas, she felt literally dried out. That's what she would tell me. And I was like, no water. You know, it's not only no water, but not enough water. Like, I did high school in a little college in Miami. And I'm used to water being in the air. You know, it was very humid. And I 10 minutes drive to the beach in any direction you go in, it's water. I kept a swimsuit and towel in the car. That's how much going to the water was a part of my life. And so when you grow up in those understandings, when you get into those landlocked areas, you're like, oh, no, there's something almost unnatural to this. Lakes are wonderful, especially nice big lakes, but lakes are not running. Rivers are running. They are moving. That's why river water is best to work in spiritually if you can, because that river water is taking your prayers, your hopes, your offerings to the ocean. They're carrying that information. And so that river water is so important if you can find it. And especially some of our lakes are man-made. We don't want to work in man-made bodies of water. We would like to find some running water and allow that to do its job, which it's naturally going to do. You don't have to ask a river to run. You don't have to guess where it's going. It's going to the ocean. And that's just its course of action. It can't do anything but that, but to run. And so that river water is so important when it comes to spiritual work and gathering the work. You know, that's a very active work. That's very active water. So, absolutely. I want to say with the phone lines, because water being such an integral part of who we are, there's so many things that happen at the water. So I would love to hear some more. We're going to keep it going. I'm going to jump on the phone line. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. This is Joanne.
Joanne with the plan?
This is Joanne with the plan, honey. Yes, ma'am, it is. Don't have me showing out on this radio. Hello, everybody. Hi. You got me showing out. I wanted to talk to you about what happened to me at the river. I had two experiences that were really like, it was different. So my first praying at the water, I was looking at, I was at the river, and I was looking at the ripples and something. It was regular. So I closed my eyes, and I started seeing colors and all of this stuff. So I'm like, okay. So when I opened my eyes, I saw like spirals headed towards me. And I was like, okay, I know I'm not tripping. So I closed my eyes again, and I got deep into my prayer. And I looked at it again, and the spirals, it was more spirals and more spirals, and I felt the presence of God headed towards me. I can't explain it, but that's what it felt like. It felt like, hey, I see you. I want you to see me. I'm here. Look at the water. So I knew it was time to go. Yeah, I left after that one. So,
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it was time to go. It was time to go, honey. I was like, yeah, it's about that time. River spirals, I'll see y'all later. So I left them where they were. So The second experience I had, I was at the same river, and I was meditating. My feet were planted in the ground. I felt winds picking up. And something just said, say, Oshun, I love you. Oshun, I love you. So I'm like, okay, Oshun, I love you. Oshun, I love you. So maybe a few minutes later, a yellow snake came out of the river. And I looked, and I was like, I wish that, you know, I wish the snake would come towards me. So it actually went towards the offering because it was, I brought two people to the river with me, and they put an offering in the river, and it went straight to the offering, and it sat there for a while. And then after, you know, we said, thank you, bless you, you know, we love you, the snake went away, and it was yellow in February. I didn't know snakes come out in February like that. So that I was just like, yeah, it's about that time to go. So I told them, let's go. So either way, I still left. It was about that time. But, yeah, it was like it was abnormal. I felt different. I couldn't explain it. So, you know, I know that I have to, when I go to rivers or when I go to bodies of water, I want to be with someone. I need to be with someone because I feel things and I see things.
Yeah. And that is that's a very real observation. And there are a couple of people that spirits are like, okay, this person needs an escort. That person needs an escort. That means you know, there are people that are going to need someone almost in arm's reach of you when we get to the water, but because you're just so drawn to it. And so open to it. And so, yeah, I got a couple of those. And it don't take long to find out if you were one.
Yes. And so, I definitely need an escort. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. No one's half the battle. Got it. No one is half the battle. But, you know, it's a wonderful experience. Once you find those sacred places, they are unbelievable. You know, you'll go and I had a sacred place, and it was in a cemetery, and I'm not surprised, but this cemetery had a tree in it, and the tree had a knot on it as big as a Volkswagen bug. That's how big the knot was. So the tree looked like it was like 9 months pregnant, and I would go, and I have shed many a tear and laughed many a laugh and shared just my life with this one particular tree. And, you know, so when you find those sacred places, those places that have meaning for you, treasure them and make sure that at any time and every time you're there, you are making that you're not adding to any chaos or destruction, but you're actually adding and bringing offerings and making sure that the other elements that get to stay there, the snakes, the, you know, the rodents, the ants, the whatever, make sure that everyone gets to enjoy the amount that you enjoyed of that space, you know? So,
yes. Ma'am.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
You too.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Awesome. Look, I'm telling you, that water ain't no joke. That water is no joke. We're going to stay on the phone lines. And it's so important that we share these stories because it's important that we all get to learn and to see, you know, what's possible. You know, if you've never been, you're like, wow, this happened? That can happen? Absolutely. And you'll realize why I set up this water ritual at noon. Okay? You're going to learn. I'm not playing with that dark water anymore. But, you know, it's wonderful to be able to share our experiences for those that won't be able to make it with us. They'll know next time because we do this often. We, you know, I think we're pretty active, and we'll get the opportunity to do more work and have other experiences. So I'm going to grab this caller real quick. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace. Alafia, how are you?
Oh, Alafia, my sister. How's everything?
OMG. It's Wednesday. So, greetings, family. I am so excited. I love the water. You know,
I love the water.
I mean, especially since just we know that if you listen to the Pop the Keys, or even when you read your Bible, you know, you know the stories of us being created from the dust of the earth, the dirt of the earth, which is actually the clay of the earth. Clay,
right.
Not, it's just not the top part. It's the clay, and clay is mixed with water, so it's actually the dirt and the water that's mixed to make that clay. And then that power, that fire that fortifies it to hold it together in order for it to hold more water, you know. So mm-hmm. our body is, you know, 75%+ water. The earth is covered with 75%+ water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to drink water to make sure that we survive. And then, you know, it's different types of water. You have your distilled water. You have your alkaline water, which it's water, but it has, you know, different effects on your body. And, you know, there's water in baptisms that we use for, you know, the baby is born in amniotic fluid, which is water.
Yep.
And, you know,
yep.
as you get older and you get that water around your ankles, then you know that, you know, you got too much fluid. So water mm-hmm. is around us. And it can affect us in the positive and not so, I wouldn't say not positive, but like you said, you know, there's those parts of the ocean where you can go so deep that it can
right.
drown you or it can take you.
That's right.
You know, so I have an outstanding and remarkable respect for the water. One of my greatest experiences I've had with the water was actually at the morning retreat with Mother Eagle Ministries. Well, yeah, you talk about that dark water. We were
hey.
Out there. Yeah. We were out there, and it's so crazy because this particular retreat, I think it was supposed to be like 5 or 7 of us, and it wound up just
yes.
being the 3 ladies. You know, and it was perfect because I don't think y'all could have got those other people out the water because we was in the water. Like, the person that went into the water is not the person that came out of the water. I mean,
amen.
I literally felt like I was floating on the air, like the wind was blowing, and I just felt like I just felt myself just, I was in the wind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, people are humming and singing. And, you know,
yep.
it was just like, bring it to us. So when Brother Ephraim had told the story about, you know, Mama Yemenya and how she followed us across the water, you know, that
yes.
was such a great example of the love of the mother, the love of water, that no matter where you go, I can follow you. I can follow
right.
you inland. You know what I'm saying? I can, you know, cleanse you, and I can kill you. You know, so
yeah.
you have to have that respect. So I tell anybody, not last year when we went, it was marvelous. You know, anybody that, if you've never been to this particular area in Beaufort, you know, I tell people all the time, it was a hit. It's a hidden treasure. You know, it's
yeah.
one of those hidden gems that I happened to just, you know, follow my instincts, and I found one year and was like, oh, yeah, this is it. I mean, the ancestral pull is so hard, and it's just like the water wants you. And it wants you to, it's like, yeah, come and join me, you know. So
yeah.
if you ever get the opportunity outside of this just to go, you're going to have the same experience. You know, I mean, I know one day I was off of work and I just drove down there just to, for the day, just to have lunch at the water by myself, you know, just to sit there and just talk and build. And, you know, the water is so energetic. You know what I'm saying? It's so beautiful.
It
and it's interesting that we're having this conversation because did you get my text message this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh. So I like, legs are popping. And I'm praying. and I'm using my water. Next thing I know, my leg ain't popped. I'm like, oh, that's what we're doing today. Well, thank you. You know, I asked O'Tune. I mean, I've been praying. I asked her for her protection and her love. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know, protect the world and love the world. You know, don't turn away from us. You know what I'm saying? Because when you turned before, it didn't look too good. Don't turn away from us. Don't take that love and that water from us. And sure enough, she was like, okay. Boo. I was like, oh, thank you. So then later on, when I saw it, I was like, it's time to pay the respect. So I'm excited.
It's time
to pay
the respect.
Yeah, it's time to pay some more respect. And I'm excited to see my family when I get there. I'm excited to be a part of this great spiritual experience and to, you know, to step it up. Because when we go to that water, you know, we have to go with your intention, you know. And like,
and
all y'all that heard her call me out, yes, I already told her what we were dealing with. She wasn't listening. But I told her that there was five planets in retrograde and that Mercury and the moon is moving a certain way and these eclipses.
Yeah.
And then she's like, unique. I'm like, well, kind of told you. So, but it's so beautiful because guess what? The water works with the moon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So these moons that have been coming through, when you get that that water this weekend, after these eclipses, oh, yeah, you're going to feel it. So just be ready. Set your intention. Know what you really want. And give it to her. Give her your love. Give her your tears. You know what I'm saying? Last year, brother gave some blood. You know what I'm saying?
Look.
He didn't want to. Yeah. Anyone? So, like you said, when you make your offering, step out of the water.
Right.
Don't go back in. You know, because it's real and
it's very real.
It's to be respected.
It is to be respected. We have to recognize it for what it is, which is powerful. We have to recognize it for what it is, which is very loving. But, you know, we are small. We are small in comparison to the ocean. And so the ocean can easily overtake us mentally, spiritually. This is, like I said, the hypnotizing. I've seen people hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people call. This is why there's so many mysteries and myths with the ocean. What about the mermaids and the sirens and all of the other beings that are in the water and people can't explain and everything else like that? There's so much mystery surrounding it. It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. We're talking energies. We're still not even talking to animals. There are so many animals in the ocean. It's like I said, it is all amazing. I love it. Whenever you get that opportunity, take advantage of it. Learn all that you can. Get to experience it. For those that are coming, make sure you're bringing an offering. And also, I would say bring a jug. And don't bring no heavy jug because, you know me, I say pack light, okay? You gotta carry it back, so. Pack light.
Don't take anything. You're not gonna give anything.
Don't
take.
Be
anything.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna learn. You're gonna learn to be respectful with me, okay? If you don't learn nothing else, you're gonna learn basic respect. It's childish and immature to take something and not give it. It's childish. Don't do it. And so we're going to be, but I would strongly suggest, because water, you know, the ocean water is that great cleanser. Bring a jug, bring a bottle so that you can carry a cleanser back. And sometimes the ocean water alone is a spiritual bath. You know, one of the stronger ones. So,
one
let's do that. You know, I also tell people, Don't bring nothing in the water you're not afraid to lose. There's
yeah. Don't go up in there with all your diamonds and because mama loves those things, honey.
Okay.
She'll take them all. Oh, thank you. Diamonds and pearls, darling.
That
I love them
I
all.
I've seen rings snatched, earrings snatched,
yep.
and
yep.
You'll be back in the car talking about what is that earring? Yep. I wasn't even in the water that deep. It don't matter.
Yeah.
It does not
matter.
When you get snatched, you get snatched. So,
that's
you know,
it.
It's a wonderful experience. Ladies, even my ladies that don't like to wear skirts, ladies, we have to wear skirts because we are feminine. And honestly, wearing pants is a new thing for women. Forever, women did not wear pants. And so if you have to wear pants, just your religion just says you got to wear pants, wear a scarf around your hips. So, you know, and make sure, you know, that is respect. You know, so much of what we do, you know, all the little things that you have to learn, have to pay attention to, those things are about respect, you know. And so we have to respect the energy there. You know, it's like, how would you dress in front of your grandma, your great-grandma, whatever? You wouldn't be there with all the, you know, the cleavage and all that. Nuh-uh. You know, this is not a swimming exercise. You know, this is a spiritual ritual. And so, you know, move accordingly, you know. So
we're going to do
work.
So, yeah.
We're
going
to
handle
work. Yeah, be clear about what we're doing. Lots of the hotels have pools. I mean, I wouldn't get in a pool right now because of COVID. But, you know, if you want to swim, that's something you do on your time. But when we go to the water, we're going for spiritual work, and we're really, really focused as to what we're doing and why, okay? So, yeah. You know, Sister Unique, as we're wrapping up the program, do you have any last-minute words? Because I know your experiences with the water is pretty extensive.
It really is. I swim in the ocean. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember when I first met Mama Seven, she was like, come here. And she put that belt around me. She's like, you're grounded. And I'm like, oh, so I can't swim in it? She's like,
I don't even think you didn't even know my name. I don't think we knew each other's name at the point. I was like, you.
I didn't know. That was my first time. She was like, come here. I was like, okay, lady. You know? You're grounded.
Okay.
So I need to ground
you. Floating
but,
away from you, okay?
You floating away from us. That's why you signed the waiver.
That's right.
But yeah, like I said, you're not exactly sure what offerings to bring. You know what I'm saying? Just reach out to one of your fast buddies, because more than likely, if you had a fast buddy with somebody who has already been to the water or who has some type of experience, you know, Mama Seven, I know she's going to be busy the last couple of days, but reach out to her, myself, and anybody else, you know, and just be ready to have a great experience. Be ready to change. Be ready for the change. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say that you're not going to have an experience. How you experience this is how you come there. What you come there looking for is probably what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful thing. And it's so crazy, though, because the area that we're in, the people around there respect you when they see you in your white. And they know that you're about to do some work to the point where they were walking around us last year like, oh.
Yes, they did.
Okay, well, they're doing it. Yeah, they walked around us and allowed us to do our work, because the energy that we're putting out there is not just for ourselves. I know I'm going with the intention to heal the world. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
To ask for that forgiveness.
And the world needs it.
Yeah, you know, not just for myself and not just this generation, but seven generations ahead. So, like I said, come with clear intentions. You know what I'm saying? Come to, and if you don't understand, you don't have clear intentions, or you don't know what that means, come with the idea of you want to get your head cleared. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Just know that this is powerful. Baptism is powerful. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
The water, at the river, the Jordan River was used for a reason. You
yes.
know, and all the rivers were used for reasons. For cleansing, and I'm so excited to be able to share this experience with all of you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing and reminding people and not telling people how I marched you on that beach. I really, really appreciate it. For one,
I was gonna wait. I wasn't gonna tell you. I was gonna they'll march you up and down the hot sand, trust and believe, but. No. I was going to wait. I was going to see how you were going to treat everybody else. I was like, so just me. Okay.
Oh,
you got
wonderful.
So much better, I'm going to just put it out there.
I've gotten
got
so much better. I've gotten so
yeah.
much better. I'm trying. Everybody got to try and evolve.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't just the beach. It was that dirt road in Sapelo too. We had us walking up and like, I don't want to.
We have a good time.
Yes,
yeah, we have
did.
A good time in the water and around the water and building. You know, that's one thing. I mean, this is a family. Every time I do the broadcast, I'm like, greetings, family. This is a family.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are a family, you're committed and you're invested in each other's growth. It's like, look, I see you growing over there. You know, I see you building. I see you do. And so when you are a family, you are connected, and we can celebrate in each other's growth, and we can celebrate in how we are building differently. All of us are different, and none of us are on the same path. But, you know, we get that done, and we are connected in it. And so we have our chains, our security chains together, and that's how we make things happen.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for calling in, and I'm looking forward to seeing
thank
you this weekend and working
yes,
the snot out of you and calling in today.
Okay.
All right, talk to you soon. Peace.
Okay.
You know, oh, my God, just unique. She mentioned something that I can't believe I forgot. When it comes to that water, babies are in water. Babies are in fluid, the first as they are creating. You know, the most vulnerable time of their existence, they are in fluid. And they don't start breathing until their birth, breathing air. And that is amazing to me that you have a being, you know, and this is why there's been studies on, quote-unquote, water birth. And my oldest child has done a lot of studies on water birth and how to go about them. And I'm like, son, that's not really your choice. The wife has to make that choice. But, you know, these water births, having a baby go from a fluid to a fluid, is easy. It's so much easier for the baby. It's easier for the mother. And so how important is fluid to where that is what we were surrounded in? That was everything for us the first 9 months, 4 weeks of our life. So, we cannot forget our babies, you know, and how they've been in those little water babies, basically. So I hope everyone learned a lot about the water. One of the reasons why we said to bring a jug along with your offerings is because that water truly is sacred. And just like we use the Florida water, and like A Wonderful Approach has homemade Florida water, but just like we use the Florida water, ocean water can be used the same way. And I use it like that. I'll add it to a bath, or it can be the bath. It becomes truly this powerful, again, conduit. That's what water is. it becomes a powerful conduit for healing. And so we're up here making this happen, working on our healing so that we can build and we can truly have the benefit of the cleansing that comes with that. So it is awesome. I strongly suggest if you are to, you know, if you're new, especially if you're new, water is such a gentle, natural thing. You know, it's, you know, you get to it, you want to play in it, you want to touch it, you want to, you know, whatever. It's cool to the touch. It's beautiful. It's all of those things. It's wonderful to have those first steps with water because that water is going to be so easy for you to connect with the water within you and the spirit within you with the water outside of you. It's going to be an easy, natural connection. So I strongly suggest that people give it a try. Try to do it. I cannot believe we have hit the time warp and it's almost time to complete the show because it has been a wonderful, fun-packed weekend. I cannot say enough how much I'm looking forward to seeing everyone this weekend. It has been a minute. You know, by now, we would have seen each other 3 or 4 times. But COVID and its crazy self, Corona with her very special attention getting self, has been dominating a lot of 2020. And so our spiritual practices have had to adjust to some of the differences of Corona and of COVID. And so being outside in the air, I'm expecting the beach to be absolutely empty because this is the weekend after the 4th of July. So it's not going to be the tourist weekend or anything like that. I'm expecting we have a place reserved for us. So once you get to the park, you'll know where to go. And then I'll have people manning the phones, and so you'll be able to call, get directions, and everything else like that. It's going to be a wonderful experience, and I'm just glad that I have beautiful people to share it with and that I have those that are really going to be experiencing this for their first time. So all in all, it is an absolute joy for me. And I'm so looking forward to it. And for the different heads, the different temples that are going to be represented, I really, really am honored that you chose to come and spend the time with us this particular weekend. And I'm looking forward to experiencing and sharing how a wonderful approach does retreats with others. So this is going to keep growing and growing and growing, just like the fast. This fast, our first devotions had 3 people in it, okay? And then we went from 3 to 60. That is amazing. In just 3 years, to go from 3 to 60, and then more coming. So I just want everyone to know, please, keep trying, keep pushing, keep developing, keep moving. People are catching on. You know, your light can be seen, and it is beautiful, and it will attract those that it set out to attract, and those that need the benefit of what we do here are going to receive it. And of course, that's why we do the work. We do the work because we are pulled to, we're drawn to. God has asked us to, and we're here following instructions. So I want to share the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is probably one of the most common prayers out there, but it is a very powerful piece. And I was working with the little one, I think just last night, and we were going over and we kept saying it over and over again, because there was a piece that Spirit was trying to expose to both of us. And when it came through like a sledgehammer. Something that I knew, something that she knew. But we, after working on this together, it was clear and evident that the Lord had set and had left a little clue for us in these words that we already knew by heart, you know. And so I've had that happen a couple of times with this prayer, you know, where I've just gone back and I'm like, well, wait a minute, hold on. What does that mean again? What does that, you know, and I had to, when you sit down and you listen to it and you go into it, I remember the first time I was up in Asheville, North Carolina, we were at the Temple of Awakening, and it was a Divine Feminine Temple, and beautiful bed and breakfast up there, and it was in a valley. And me being a city girl, I was like, it was very intimidating, you know, being outside and looking up and realizing that you're in a bowl. We were in the bowl, you know, so there were mountains to the left and mountains to the right. There were mountains all around to the point where when a cloud came, it looked like a cloud was scraping up against the trees. We were in the bowl. You know, we were, and I was like, this is a valley. And when the cloud came, I was in a shadow. And I was like, it's very intimidating because, you know, you realize that you're small. And I remember, like, I'm in a valley of trees. I'm in the shadow of a fluffy cloud that's full of water. I am not in the valley of the shadow of death. You know what I'm saying? I was intimidated, and it was a clear day outside of this cloud. My life didn't feel threatened, you know, and so I was like, man, how do you not feel fear? And how do you not fear evil in a valley of the shadow of death? You know what I'm saying? So every now and again, this prayer will hit me like a ton of bricks, like I don't know it by heart, but it will give me like real life examples of God playing this prayer out in front of me. It already gives me the blueprint of what I'm supposed to do. You know, that's one thing I do love about God. There are many things. But one thing about it is God really does give us the blueprint as to what we're supposed to be doing. We don't have to guess on it. You don't have to rack your brain. If you're racking your brain, that's because you, the person, are trying to reconcile within yourself what your spirit already knows you're supposed to be doing. God is not the author of confusion. So when you are clear about what God wants for you, once you know that for sure, the answers are simple. The blueprint is written out for us. And so me and this sister had this aha moment yesterday, and I was like, okay, this is it. We now, you can see the blueprint. Can you see the answer? Yes, I can see the answer. Okay, well, then we're moving forward. That's it. Bye. Talk to you later. So this prayer, you know, I try to be deep at times, and, you know, I want to find those prayers that, you know, they're in the lost book of this, that, and the other. I love that kind of stuff, right? So sometimes the answers are right there in front of us. Sometimes the answers are so obvious it was a snake, it would have bit you. So, you know, and don't throw away those easy answers. Don't act like, you know, it's not big, it's not there. 100%. When it's clear, it's clear. And like they say, let the church say amen. That's it. So we're going to say this prayer. If you do not know this prayer by heart, luckily it's Wednesday, spend some time brushing up on this. You know, let us, when this prayer comes up, and I'm sure that it will, let us be able to speak in unison the Lord's Prayer. You know, allow our voices to come as one and to be able to be heard and shared, understanding that we see the work and we see the end, and we're going to be able to comply, okay? All right, so enough of me. Enough of me and my passion. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen, family. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Peace.